carotid artery dissections are the number one cause of strokes of people under 45. This is really important as you think about your stroke team and the ages of the people coming in who are having strokes. Pull out this age group, and I will bet you that no one asked them if they've ever been strangled before. Okay? Because if you had, or if they had been diagnosed and then treated, you would have found that out, that they're going to be at increased incidence of strokes. So what happens when there's a little tear in the carotid is that hopefully a blood clot will form, okay, so we're not bleeding out. And if that blood clot becomes dislodged, they will have a stroke and potentially die. Once you have been strangled and you have that injury to your carotid, nothing is ever the same again. So the recommendation is that CTAs are good for up to a year out. Even if the patient doesn't report right away, you should be looking at this for up to a year out. So the data on this is still out there, and it's an ever-evolving process as we move forward. But you really should be thinking about this. The treatment, of course, is they're going to put them on a blood thinner. Sometimes they'll stent them and take them up to critical care. A great example of this was a NICU nurse in San Diego who got married up in San Francisco area. They moved down to San Diego, so all her friends, everyone she knew, is up in the Bay Area. She got a job at one of the hospitals in a NICU, and things are deteriorating in the marriage, and they're often altercations back and forth. And typically it's over the phone. So her work calls her a lot, asking her to come into work or can you take this day off, etc. This particular evening, he is looking at her phone and he believes that she's cheating on him. She's doing something. He doesn't know this, so he gets her by the neck, and she describes it as feeling like my head is being twisted and it's going to be ripped off. She passes out. When she wakes up, she's on the floor and her phone is nearby. He is gone. It's now time to go to work, and she gets her stuff and goes into work. She's afraid to go home, so after work, she goes over to what's called a family justice center, which is a center that houses all services that you might need if you are involved in domestic violence, sexual assault. Once over at the family justice center, she sees a police officer who recommends that she goes over to the hospital to get a CTA. She even gives her a slip of paper. Okay, this is a nurse. What does the nurse do? Does she do that? No. She goes home because she's got to get her stuff. She wants to get out. She wants to run. She goes over to the friend's house with her stuff, goes to work, and then next day she could think, well, I guess I'll go in and get that x-ray because I have to go back to the Family Justice Center the next day. So she goes into the emergency room, hands the ER doctor the sheet of paper with the recommendations on it. You can see, you could feel that he wasn't just enamored with this and really was doing it grudgingly. Her friend comes over and is giving her a McDonald's burger because she hasn't eaten, and he is running back to the room telling her to stop eating. She's going to be transferred up to the ICU immediately, as she has a bilateral carotid dissection. She didn't have any bruises other than a bruise behind her ear and one on her hip. That was it. No other signs, no other symptoms other than a sore neck. The physician was writing her discharge before he got the report back from the radiologist. So again, you just never know. Does carotid dissection happen in everyone? No, Oh, thank heavens, right? But we do see it about every 70, between every 70 and 80 people who get this done for strangulation, there is a positive finding. Not only that, these are typically younger, this is a younger group, and you will pick other things up. I know most recently we just had 5 cases. All of them were strangulation within the group that had thyroid cancer. Okay, that's really odd. Not related to the strangulation, but the strangulation CTA picked that up. So there's other things that you will pick up. So again, there's more and more literature about CTAs coming out. Use your best judgment. I would hope that you will make this a standardized order in your facility and everyone gets educated. That's our biggest job, is education.